As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, and the news is coming up next. But first, our stock watch from Buckley, who probably has odds on the next Pope in here, I'm guessing.
He's got an angle. I know that.
Well, you guys found the angle, which, might I say, was a pretty good one. Anyways, let's move on to the association.
Well, can we tell them what it is? For those that didn't hear.
Bet on the white.
Well, there's two candidates who have come out as front runners. One of them's white. One
well,
of them's not.
How about this? One of them is a very left-leaning Filipino gentleman, and the other is a conservative white guy.
Yeah, we're going with the conservative white guy.
Yeah. Take that one. Take that to the bank.
That's the angle.
Yeah.
So the Dallas Mavericks did their whole exit interview, end of season press conference thing today.
Stop talking.
And one reporter, I will get his name, was really directed to the point with Nico. Here's what he asked.
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Wow.
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick, the leadership that we have is really elite, and you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
Buy or sell, we'll see next year that this team will be competing for a championship when they're healthy.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
So he's saying a healthy Kyrie, AD, Lively, Clay, and who would be their...
Who else did he say? I mean, I could go back, but...
Well, first off, Kyrie's not going to be probably ready at the start of the year.
No.
If he does come back, I mean, he's coming off a torn ACL. He's on the wrong side of 30. AD's on the wrong side of 30. Always hurt. Klay Thompson really is on the wrong side of 30. So you're basically saying...
P.J. Washington.
P.J. Washington. So you're now saying you're betting on a bunch of guys that are injury-prone, including one coming off a major injury that... In their mid 30s are going to win you a championship? Yeah, no. And by the way, I love how quiet he was. I think I've done a really good job here. And yeah. No, dude, that guy just stop talking. And by the way, don't answer that question. You don't do yourself any favors by answering those questions.
Well, I think I've done a pretty good job here.
Just do the Bryce Harper thing. It was a clown question, bro.
Well, but he's in a tough spot because
they make him talk.
They have botched this so much that everybody now wants answers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want answers.
There is no one.
There aren't. No. First of all, there aren't answers.
No.
Okay, either he can't tell you, which is what I think. I think he has to lie.
Yeah.
Or he's just that dumb and that bad, and some people believe that. Either way, there's no answer.
No.
But people want answers. So then we get stupid press conferences like this, where people ask good questions, and he can't really answer them.
No.
But he's got to be nice about it, because if he's a jerk, he's going to get raked over the coals again.
Well, there are reports out now that the owner, Patrick Dumont, is upset with Nico that it wasn't conveyed to him just how upset the fan base would be with this move, as if, one, the owner shouldn't know that himself, but two, like, you couldn't have possibly seen this coming.
Well,
he could have seen it coming because he was all quiet about it.
Yeah.
He knows. See, again, he cannot tell the truth about this. He knew what he was doing trading Luka.
Which is why he was quiet about
it. This narrative now that he's come back and a couple of he circles back on just a few talking points every time. I heard his press conference today. And one of them is he really wanted Anthony Davis. Okay, so they've obviously gone back in and put their heads together and said, look, we're going to have to answer for this more than we want to. What do we say? And one of the things he said was, look, I can just sell Anthony Davis. I wanted Anthony Davis. I love Anthony Davis.
I do have a bonus Nico for you because, let's hear this clip. Here's a little part of that.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
So to your point, Isaac, this is what they decided.
He
said it multiple times in this press conference.
That is what they decided that the narrative will be, even as dumb as that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he thinks will get everybody to shut up and all this to just go away. There's nothing he can say to help his cause, but he has to speak, so that's what they chose.
And the owner now wants him speaking because he's like, yo, man, I don't want to wear this.
You want to know what's fascinating? I wanted to look this up, to be fair. So Clay missed two straight seasons because of the horrific injuries. So he'll be 35 next year. Do you realize that if you're saying over the last 4 to 5 years, you know who's played more games between Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and Klay Thompson?
AD.
It's Klay Thompson.
Yikes.
Klay Thompson has played in 72, 77, 69, and then when he did come back from the injury halfway through that season, he played in 32 of 32 games. Kyrie Irving has played in, like, you go back to when he was 27, 20, 54, 29, 60, 40, 20, 58, 50. Anthony Davis, 51, 51, 56, 40, 36. Like, so you're now saying dudes that miss 30 plus games every year, all, by the way, well into their 30s, they're magically going to stay healthy and they're going to be, like, it's just, it's ridiculous. But like you said, it's a valid point. That's the narrative they came up with, and you have no other choice. Just stick with it. And then get locked out of your press conference, which was hilarious.
Yeah, buy or sell, they should just fix the glitch and make sure that key doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, they just went to leave. He went to leave, and the door is locked. It's like, can't get out.
Let's move on to another place in the Western Conference, Houston, where game one between the Warriors and Rockets took place. Here's Kevin Harlan last night.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He will drive, Şengün will defend, Curry's got it. He and Butler, as I said, 18 apiece. He'll dance. He'll throw up a shot.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. Wow, what a shot.
Look at this.
I mean, it's almost like he's running out of bounds and shoots a 25-footer. Look at the arc on this.
Buy or sell that with the help of Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry rolling like this, you would make the Warriors a favorite in any series remaining in the Western Conference?
No, because I'll still take Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And I know Memphis has their own issues, but they beat Memphis by 50.
51, yeah.
I mean, dude, I don't know. Other than experience, I don't know what you poke holes in the game of Oklahoma City.
They're great defensively.
But outside of that, and I'll even throw Oklahoma City in. Golden State can win. Golden State can beat any team in the West. I would still take Oklahoma City, but yes, if Jimmy plays to this level and Steph plays to this level and the rest of them just have to play defense and complementary basketball, Golden State can win the West. But no, Oklahoma City, until otherwise proven, I'm not taking anyone over.
Are you doing this stock to... Like, do you think that the Warriors would be favored over Oklahoma City?
No, I'm curious. No, I mean, I think it maybe depends how it... If they were to meet in the Western Conference Finals, which I'm not even sure, does the bracket allow for that? Would they...
Yeah, they're on the opposite side.
Yeah, so if they met for the finals, I think it depends how they both got there.
Right?
If
Yeah, they're on the opposite side.
I mean, I do think OKC would probably be favored, but if they struggle with a couple teams and Golden State has it rolling,
yeah,
I don't know.
I guess so. If Oklahoma City has an injury or struggles...
Sure.
Kind of
SGA stops getting the whistle, or I don't know.
Golden State would get the winner of the Timberwolves Lakers, and then Oklahoma City would get the winner of the Nuggets Clippers, and then if they went past that, you meet in the conference finals.
Yeah, well, I sell it. I think Oklahoma City would be favored.
Well, let's move over to the ice. An event for some in the waning moments of the Knights and Wild game. Sook, did you see this?
I did see this.
Bergeron looks to center. Erickson Ek has it. 2 seconds to go. Towards the empty net. The buzzer out, it sends it all the way down. One way or the other, this will be a game one win for the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll see if the empty netter counts. Either way, they open this best of seven with a home win.
So that is how it sounded at the end of game one. It was a 3-2 game.
You're getting
over
ready for one of the all-time
under,
beats.
And that's what we're going with. Over-under was 5.5. That hit 6. They went back and checked the tape.
.1.
The puck crossed the line on the empty net with 0.1 seconds to go.
Wow.
Buy or sell, you can think of a worse beat.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I mean, 0.1. Watching that in real time as it's sliding towards the net and you're watching the... You're like, no. That's as bad as it gets. That is... If you had the under, that is as bad as it gets right there.
I guess maybe the Chris Webber timeout.
0.1 second. And by the way, it didn't look like... When that went in, you're like, oh, that doesn't...
It looked
count.
Late.
It looked late. And then they watched it. I mean, you think about... Because the entire puck has to cross... Even when they slowed it down, there was a little like, is that good? And they ruled it good. God, gambling's amazing.
So You're saying the Chris Webber timeout affected the point spread? I mean, I don't remember the scenario of that game.
Yeah,
I remember the timeout. I just don't remember the spread and like.
It's just brutal.
I'm thinking of events that would happen. I mean, I guess.
I would imagine there are worse beats because the one thing I would say is, at least in this scenario, it's just a time thing. It'd be like a shot not falling.
And an empty net opens the probability up for that to happen.
It would be
anyways,
like a basketball shot not falling. You know, like the red light goes off before it leaves. Yeah, you know, that type of thing. Whereas I'm sure there are some beats, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are some that are just absurd. Like the ball bounces off the guy's foot and goes in and covers the spread. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm sure there is worse, but that's no good. Unless you had the under.
Because at least with like the...
it's the greatest win of all time.
Most of the time, it's like when the ball leaves your hand. But in hockey, it's not. It has to cross. You get to see the puck sliding across
the
ice.
Had the frame-by-frame Zapruder overhead shot of it. And finally, this is more of just a silly bonus, but I came across this last night. Coach O, the former LSU coach Ed Orgeron, speaking English and French Cajun this weekend.
Well, I could do throw in Miami. Oh, no. I can't afford that. Jacques can afford that. I can't afford that.
Buy or sell, we need Coach O back in college football.
Yes, we do, but can we again call out the awkward laughing? Do we need that?
Yes. Oh, throw Miami. Oh, no. I can't afford that. John can afford that.
God. Yes, we do need Coach O back.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafouche. You wouldn't have got past number one.
And there he is speaking English.
You need a translator.
It sounds the same. Yes, we need him back.
Yeah. When's the last time he did anything? Was it LSU? Was that the last?
He's sitting on a pile of money.
I think he is sitting on a pile of money. And I also think that the way that he flamed out there was really bad, and they swept a lot of stuff under the rug, and I think a lot of people know what was going on.
He's been out since 2021, so he's done.
And he hasn't sniffed anything else.
Yep.
Won a title.
Yes. Now he just goes shirtless a lot. Every time I see Ed Orgeron, he's like drunk and shirtless on a boat.
Living his best life.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Exactly. Again, sitting on a pile of money. Good for Ed.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. It is a very special day in history, and we'll get to that when we return. Here's Buck.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.